Right now, we will check sports here on Robin Hood Radio and cover a few topics before we get to the New England Patriots' loss last night. How about this? This is how crazy it is. Fans, football fans, people that are meant to be smart people, have hurled death threats, not at a player, but a player's mom. Juju Smith-Schuster's mom reveals she received death threats that were aimed at her and her son. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Pretty crazy. All right, another news. Remember when the New York Giants drafted Daniel Jones over Dwayne Haskins? And Dwayne Haskins says the Giants will regret it. He'll show them on the field. Well, ever since he joined the Redskins, the Giants haven't lost to the Redskins. And the kid's got a lot of talent. He really does. But he just doesn't seem to take his position in the NFL seriously. The Washington Redskins released him. One of the reasons, he was at a birthday party over the weekend before they played, and a picture surfaced of him not wearing a mask out in public. Released. Contract gone. He's got to just take hold of himself. Here is a talented athlete. And he just can't act like a responsible adult. A responsible millionaire, by the way. All right, with that being said, we'll go to sports, and yes, the Bills defeated the Patriots 38-9, earning their first sweep of the Patriots since 1999, and they became the first AFC East foe to sweep the season series with the Patriots in over 20 years, 38-9. Philadelphia Eagles are struggling. Doug Peterson expects to be the Eagles head coach next year. The Cowboys are psyched about playing the Giants and possibly winning the NFC East. The winner of the NFC East will come out with a sub-500 record this year, no matter who it is. A sub-500 record. As we said just the other day, the Music City Bowl between Iowa and Missouri has been canceled. Canceled. Florida's Grimes and another player, Tony, may opt out of the Cotton Bowl and enter the NFL draft. Way to back up your team. And as I said, final game of the season is coming up, and as bad as the NFC East is, it's still nice to me as a Giant fan that the Giants are playing a meaningful game on the last day of the season. And it's against the dreaded Cowboys. The Cowboys and the Giants are both behind the Redskins. If the Redskins lose and the Giants win, the Giants go to the playoffs. If the Redskins win, the Redskins go to the playoffs. If the Redskins lose and Dallas wins, Dallas goes to the playoff. So all three teams have a chance on the last day of the year to go to the playoffs. All three teams. And whoever it is for the NFC East, if you don't think, even though they'll get a home game, which they shouldn't because they're record is sub-500. If you don't think that they're going to head home early, just take a look at what happens when they play other good competition. All right, that is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.